The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justina.
And Geneva, hello, friends.
Genevieve.
Back in the Genevieve. We're back in the life after lockup universe. Just telling Justine before we started, I hated this episode.
I watched it. I was watching on Friday night. Maybe I was just kind of bored. And I didn't hate it
enthralled.
As much because I was against it. Right after we were the last season of Love After Lockup, I'm like, fuck these people. I'm done with this dumb show. Yada, yada, yada. And then I was like, oh, I do kind of miss them. But it is, I believe it is so freaking staged. I think Sarah and Sean might be the realest. Like, Sarah's like, nuts. We need Puppy
my
back.
I love my
little Pupmeister.
Pups. I think the people that I like, Chance and Taylor, I don't want to watch this misery story. I honestly fast forwarded through all of it other than like the first interaction between the two of them. And I was like, okay, I've had enough of that.
Their eyes, are they super, they're either super baked, super pilled out, super tired, but
yeah, something it makes
their eyes are just dead. Both of them.
Yeah.
And poor Bobby.
I would get rid of
storyline. Why are they back? What is their, why would they even do that?
That's the thing I don't get. Like, we barely made it out alive
last time. They're desperate.
Chance was like a child molester.
Yeah.
We're here now. Enough is enough.
I know. And he really, he's weird, but he's not as bad as I really thought he was. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I would get rid of the two of them.
Was it Chance and who? Lucky, I don't know. With Taylor.
Lucky.
I can't stand Taylor.
I would get rid of Branwyn and Chaz.
Well, she's back in prison. And we're not gonna see that.
Great.
And the friends say that was okay. I mean, I guess there's really not much to it. When he was doing his little rock and roll shtick, did she turn back and she said, this is weird or something? Did you catch that?
No,
and then the new boyfriend was there. And I mean, there's really not much storyline. They just have the weird looking friends and.
Yeah, I just
move back to Kansas to stay clean or not. He's,
right. And then
he's odd. And with the whole rock and roll situation.
Don't act like
they're not together.
The reason why you're not having sex with him is because you don't feel good about your body. Fuck off.
Right. You're fucking your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, you're like, you were in prison. Of course, you're going to want to fuck. I take issue with that.
The ex-boyfriend standing there like he just was pleasured. So he looks emptied out and ready to go on with his day. I don't believe that she wasn't screwing him. And he's handsome.
And then to round out my issues, Marcelino, Brittany, I don't want to watch the degradation of.
Fake.
I don't need to watch this.
It's 100% fake.
And she doesn't look great to me. Like, unhappiness is maybe
I feel like she's acting.
Physical appearance. Yeah, you might be right.
When motherhood is killing her.
Yeah. They're
acting. Marcelino, we've talked with Marcelino. He's there's no way he would treat her. I'm naive. I just don't believe he would do that. He's very level-headed. No, he wouldn't do that.
Too.
And she
to go play poker?
She would not be that calm. She may be reborn Britney, but she would not let him just act that way. Maybe she would stay calm, I guess, in front of the people. But the way that they were mic'd up, cameras, this, that, It was so staged. That's what pissed me off more than anything on the whole entire planet. He's acting.
No, I think you're right.
He's a Razzie.
Did we would
never just
watching?
Dump the kids off? He's a great dad, a great husband. His energy when we've talked to him is so. Would that change? I don't think so.
Can, but then I agree with you.
Let me just finish my thought with him. But he put online the night before, I'm not going to be talking with anyone this whole entire season. I hope that you can all forgive me. I'm just a man. So I don't know if it's a whole ploy. Maybe he is a dirtbag. I don't know. So
interesting. Did we stop watching? I don't remember seeing him hook up with them.
That was the last episode and it upset
me. That's the one I stopped watching.
It makes me sick. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
They had a threesome with the friend, which I don't. Why would he do that too? Is he inserting his penis in the friend? And Brittany's okay with that?
Wow, what a way to phrase it.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine liking someone and seeing them do that and being just going on the next day with coffee and kids. I just can't imagine. You don't like them.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. That's wild.
You don't.
If Dorian ever dropped off the kid when I was in the middle of a work thing.
Oh, like I flip out. It would never happen.
I wouldn't murder him. No way.
I would divorce him one over that.
Yeah.
Or it'd be rocky. Like Tyler would never, thank God. But I mean, he's scared to talk to me while we do this stupid podcast. I mean, she's selling $1 million home so he can go play poker. I just don't buy it. He's cracked out too. Is he on something? Because if that makes the case, then yeah. But
yeah, I don't
but then
know.
They had
if
the car
make
situation.
Any improvement to this show. Like anything, it would be to go the format that they did with Lindsay and Deontay, meaning give me somebody who's been on the show before, but in a new couple who's just like Lindsay is nuts watching her trying to get that bail and switch into like her little prison
crack
life.
Mode. Yeah.
Like crack. We got to get him out. We need somebody with a license.
I would do this for you.
I don't have a bonder. I loved it. That's what I want. Give me more people actually like. I don't need these continued old ass couples that we've seen. We've been down this road.
She's frightening.
Some fresh blood.
Yeah, they're
with the same central characters. And I'm in because
she's gold TV no matter what.
She's nuts in the best way possible.
She gets shit done.
And Deontay is the biggest sucker around. So it's perfect. This is what we deserve.
So she wants to get married to Deontay.
Right.
So somebody called her up, said, he's back in prison or he's not, he got arrested and she's going to post bail and she needs somebody to do like a Sean and put it up.
Yeah, exactly. Because she's a felon, but I love how in their network, no one has an ID. That's the best part. Nobody has it. We got to get somebody with a license. It's like, that's the benchmark for people.
Her hair was so tight. She looked like, she looked like a 2000s prom. She looked great. I don't find her attractive. I didn't.
No, I don't think she's attractive, but
she didn't look terrible, though. You are right. You are.
No, she didn't look. Her skin was looking good.
Yeah. I know. It's like the prison glow. But she said she's gained weight. Like where? It's one of those like super skinny people. That are like, she's like, I got my quarantine 15 or something. It's like,
right.
You're tiny.
I thought the funniest, like one of the things I love the most is that all of these felons suddenly are like lawyers when she's like, it's no name state. You didn't have to give your name. Why'd you give your name? It's like they all know the laws of arrests and like what to do. It's just hilarious.
Who gave the name?
She was saying like that essentially the guy didn't have to give it up because like it was a no name state. So he didn't need to like tell them what they told them
to the friend. She didn't need to tell the friend that.
Right.
Or the friend gave too much information. Not the one incarcerated or arrested. Geneva's been sucking face with Joe Biden.
Dying.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love how they say Joe Biden doesn't have COVID anymore. A week later, Joe Biden's got COVID again. He's always had it, you idiots.
He looks like he can't.
Why are you telling us? Why are you even telling us? He seems so non-existent. It's such a weird presidencies we've been living through. It's wild.
Yeah, seeing him stand up, the latest message
and
put
talk
up, COVID again. He's like holding on to the wall. It's like,
why are they telling us? Everybody's got COVID.
Right. Yeah.
All
honestly,
monkeypox is scaring me.
Oh, I know. I think Lindsay, love it. Honestly, I'm not even kidding you. The rest of the show, I could have.
I thought Sarah and Sean. I think at the end when Sean's on the phone with Destiny, that seems pretty staged to me. Or I guess maybe not. How do they pick up her phone call? Right. Maybe I'm just getting it too logistically. But Sarah, I do find I was interested in her yelling at him for Kelly calling too much and saying, yes, like,
that was
get
real.
Your bitch on the line. Get her under control. La, la, la. And it's like, Kelly, you're in this mess now.
Yeah.
And 100%. We interviewed Sean and Kelly, or Sean and Sarah, Sean and Kelly belong together. I don't feel like Sarah and Sean will stay together forever. Do you?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
No, absolutely not. I think what I forgot, because we didn't see their faces, they didn't come on camera for an interview, was like how dumb Sean looks. Like, that sounds terrible, but
he does.
Like, I forgot the level of stupidity that he portrays.
He
like,
does.
When you don't see his face. And then when you
he's
see him,
so
you're just like,
stupid. God.
And I feel like the producers know, because like when he answers a question, they give you like an extra 4 seconds of him just staring into the camera like a dumbass, you know?
Even in this picture, I'm looking at him right now. He is so dumb. So, and she's dumb too. And she's a nice girl. I wish the best for her, but biggest not that a baby's a mistake, but God, she got pregnant with this dude so soon. And I love Sean's
sister. A baby
sister.
Can be a mistake.
I love Sean's sister and the whole family, I love seeing him interact with his kid that he does not see. I did find them interesting.
Yeah. No, I would agree. I guess other than the two of them,
I wish I knew the girl's name who had, she was at a restaurant in Texas where Little Man and Big Tits are, what are their name? The Chihuahua and the last couple. And she saw them and that must be where she was working. They're completely staged and their God, I should know their names. The guy who knocked him out, the little guy.
Kevin and Tiffany.
Okay. Kevin and them looking for a seeking sister inmate.
Yes.
I feel is completely staged too.
So. Totally. Totally. And just watching, getting back into that red house of his, that red and black castle. I
he's so
need
funny.
It.
He's cheating. I guess maybe the whole cheating thing is real.
Yeah.
But he is so funny in those wife beaters. He just cracks me up. He's keeping Haynes.
It's hilarious.
Those things suck so bad. You wash them. After you wash
once,
one of those things, they're shrunken up to fit a Barbie doll. And he lives in them. He's hilarious.
What a choice to wear an inside shirt out. Do you know what I mean? That's supposed to be underneath
all the time
shirt,
too. Yeah.
And just rocking it all the time.
And it gets rough. And I wonder where Puppy and Amber's storyline is.
That's what I want. I want people who are hustling future inmates to be adopted. Those are the type of folks I want on my television screen.
But Deontay got another spoiler alert. Him and God, I should have their names ready. They're not together, and he has another girl pregnant right now. So.
Oh God! When I saw him, when he was like, when I was talking about whatever her first name was, the previous one, my face was like this. Now
I know
I about Lindsay. It's like this.
Lindsay,
it's
right.
Oh, you're such a sucker, such a sucker.
God, when he was back with that cracky, Lindsay looks like a healthy person compared to the ex, doesn't she? Crazy.
God, I can't tell you how much I loved watching that whole scene in the car with her, the guy with no teeth, trying to find somebody to bond somebody out. That
it's
to
electric.
Me was just TV gold. I loved it. Like, and she's like, cash bonds, but I have warrants and he has unpaid tickets, so we can't do it. We need somebody with a license.
You can't tell me there's not more people like that. When the producers are going through and Chance and Taylor's eyes are not even open, and these poor little kids, you're telling me this is what you're going with?
I know. I couldn't agree more. There's got to be, there just is. I know there's better.
Take a page. I just learned that the Hard Knocks on HBO, who, if no, anybody cares, nobody does, got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Be like them. Get the gold, baby, because that is TV gold right there. Tom Brady's probably final season.
Great.
Freaking, that's gonna, that makes my blood rush through.
Blood rush through. It's nice. I think I'm not feeling great about the season. But we'll see.
It was fun. I didn't have a horrible time watching it, but I did.
I think the reason why is because I just watched the Love Island movie episode. Have you watched it with the clips yet?
I watched the recoupling last night.
So there's two episodes of clips from Casa. And so coming off that, which was electric television.
Oh my God, make me barf.
This felt like
over.
A real letdown. Yeah. See, so I think that might have like added to my aggravation where I was like, fuck this. Give me more Love Island.
It is a letdown. Sarah and Sean may be compelling if he got Destiny pregnant, which I highly doubt. Maybe he did, which would be great. I don't think we'd ever find out the truth.
Yeah,
but
we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Sarah does look healthy. Her mugshots look crazy. Her red hair.
No, and I think like the one thing I will say is in our conversation with her, I was very impressed by what she's trying to do to stay sober. Her perspective seemed pretty healthy, and like
Sean isn't dumb, but at least he's not a drug addict.
Yes, and in that sense,
sperm spreader addict.
Right. I give them props, and I hope she stays out because like I never want these people to go back in.
I think she will. I hope. Yeah, I just can't stand Lindsay. And that what makes me sick is thank God the mom is keeping Miley Grace. But then Miley Grace is in prison visiting the mom, which I guess is good. Is it good to visit your mom and take a picture back to back? Or should you not visit mommy in prison? What do you think?
No, I mean, I think like, you know, she's old enough. She knows what the hell is going on. What I didn't like is that she gets out and just like from a random person's phone number is like,
I know.
You know what I mean? Like there was no
heartbreaking.
There's remorse no or like, it's just like, yeah, she popped back in from the mall. It's like, come on. I didn't like that.
And then she's not even thinking about Miley Grace while she's involved with this. You shouldn't be worried about someone's bond. Like, yeah, your friends and stuff, but that shows her mentality and how she will end up back in prison because your number one thing should be getting a job for Miley Grace, not to show Deontay.
Get out of the car. You don't need to help your friend. Just go get a job. That's how you can help yourself.
Her mom, Murphy Brown, needs to keep Lindsay away from Miley Grace.
Yeah.
She is a sweet little thing. And do you think Miley Grace will grow up to be super successful because her mom is like this? Or do you think she's going to end up down the shitter?
Well, it either goes Bronwyn's daughter is a stripper vibe or she's a competent adult who completely avoids anything her mom did. Could go one of both ways.
Yeah.
It's real rough.
God, I wish I was super rich and I could put Miley Grace in a nice school, and she needs to be in like a boarding school. Get the hell away from these people.
Right.
The grandma's good though, but then how did grandma raise Lindsay?
Right.
How'd Lindsay become Lindsay? Oh God, I hate these kids involved. At least with Kevin and Tiffany, new tits. It's so funny when girls get these new boobs and there's below their chins. God, it's gotta be heavy to have new boobs. Can you imagine waking up? I got
heavy,
saggy tits, and they're so annoying. I can't imagine
nightmare
wanting to add onto your body like that to be heavy.
Yeah.
And it's not forever. You have to go in every 10 something years and get them readjusted. That's a nightmare. What are 7-year-olds going in to get their tits redone? It's crazy.
Oh, it's wild. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. Check out our review with Sean and Sarah. Until then,
give us a 5-star review. Oh, and shout out. I just forgot. Shout out Cheryl. You're sweet too.
Love
I kept thinking of the people that are big supporters. Rachel. Bye, guys.
Love you. Be back.